Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we are in the holiday season. But we're really not in the holiday season. We're really in the Christmas season. But really, are we in the Christmas season? Are we in the season of the birth of Jesus Christ? I know this is a season. I've heard on the news this week, it's the toughest part of the year where people struggle. They struggle with depression through it, anxiety through it. We worry about gifts. We worry about what we can give someone. We worry about how much money we have to spend on it. And I don't jump outside the Bible on many things at all when I tell stories here on the show. But there's a song, it's a song of the little drummer boy. And that's, you can't find that anywhere, but it's a cool song because the drummer boy, all he had to give the Lord was to play his drums. And let's sit back this holiday season, this Christmas season, this birth of Jesus season. And instead of giving gifts, let's give the gift that God has given us and show it to others. Because see, we all have gifts. God has bestowed something on each one of us. He didn't give us a gift last Christmas and a gift this Christmas. He gave it to us when we were born. So just like the little drummer boy, all he could give was playing his drums. Give your voices. Give your money. Give whatever talent you have. And let's give it to the Lord this season. I hope you're having a great day. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back into Mixed Sunday Morning. We're talking about the Christmas season, the birth of Christ season. Hey, the Mayo Clinic put out the top 10 reasons. Well, not reasons, they're tips to prevent holiday stress and depression. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. Two, reach out. Three, be realistic. Four, set aside differences. Five, stick to a budget. Six, plan ahead. Seven, learn to say no. Eight, don't abandon healthy habits. Nine, take a breather. 10, seek professional help if you need it. And I'm going to add one. It's my own Mixed Sunday Morning. I'll do number 11. Remember, after all of this, Jesus is the reason for the season. Keep your eyes focused on Him. It's great to get family together. We have downsized it. Instead of giving so many gifts, we play Dirty Santa, which is really fun to get a family together and do. Learn to just have fun with your family. Be thankful for the loved ones that are still here. Because I know as we go through this holiday season, there are loved ones that aren't with us this year. Just remember that He is the reason. And if we all live in Christ, we're going to be with those that aren't here anymore. So keep your eyes focused on Christ. Keep them off the presents. Keep a smile on your face. Love your family. And have a great day. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. As we're on the Christmas theme this morning, I thought, why not? Let's keep talking about it. I had a thought during the break. What if we stood before the Lord right now and we were a gift? We were wrapped in the prettiest paper and the biggest bow. And God had to reach out and open that bow, tear the wrapper off, and open the box to see what was inside. What would he find inside of me and you? He already knows what it is, but how would we feel right now if we were a present being presented to the Lord? He gave us the perfect gift. What do we have to offer him? Earlier, I said we have gifts, we have talents. When he opens up you in front of him, is he going to see that we use that gift? Did we use that talent? Were we infectious with his word? Did we live every day for the King of Kings? Hey, there's some tough things about Christmas. But God did send his son to this earth to give us eternal life. What are you going to give him this morning? If you're listening on the podcast, what are you going to give him in your life? God bless you. It's Mix Sunday morning. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We covered many different things, and I'm sorry I struggled through it. My voice is still not back from calling the game on Friday. I had a little cold, getting over a little cold going into the game, and I expended my efforts in the Class 2A championship game where our Comer Tigers fell to the Fife Red Devils. But congratulations again to the Comer Tigers, to Coach Adam Fawcett. But as we close the show, you know, it's just really simple. I don't need to say much. Jesus is the reason for the season. You can go buy stuff at stores. You can buy online. But let's just keep him first. Keep him first in your heart. Keep him first in your family. Let his glory shine. And know that the loving God we have sent the greatest gift of all to us, and that was Jesus Christ. Thank you again for tuning in. I really appreciate the support. I appreciate all the comments. I hope you have a great day today. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll do it again next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix106.5radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.